The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Zechariah's father, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you'll go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." The Gospel of the Lord. Two times in the Gospel, we encounter Zechariah speaking. Two times. One time he opened up his mouth and he made a mistake. And he was... What would happen if you made a mistake in your speech, okay, for 3 months, you can't speak? Someone got some duct tape and or zipper and went like this and, you know, got the key and he put it in his pocket. You can't speak for 3 months now. Yeah. That happened to him, didn't it? And today we have one of the most important prayers in the Catholic Church. This is the same person. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the sins of the tongue that we can be responsible for. Probably some of you know, about 6 months ago, one of our relatively young priests died. His name was Father Greg Staub. Some of you, I think, knew him. He was here in the parish for about 7 years. Holy priest. Well, I could tell you something that happened when I was in formation with him. Father Greg was younger than me, but he was 2 years ahead of me in the priesthood. He was ordained to the priesthood with Father John Lyons and Father Dave Keeter in 1984 by John Paul II. When we were in Rome, as deacons, we were able to preach at the Saturday evening Mass. So he was a deacon, and I was 2 years behind him. He gave a homily that Saturday night that the following morning, all the priests at the table were talking about his homily. And I'll give you a summary of it. It was taken from I consider to be a very, very good writer, and I think he's underestimated. And his works are published by Sophia Press, maybe 10 publishers also. His name is Father Lawrence Lovasik. You can remember that name? Father Lawrence Lovasik. Now, any catechism teacher here, you ever see those little saints books with pictures? That's Father Levasseur. He also wrote a book on the Eucharist. But the one I'd like to speak about is a book called Kindness. Kindness. Which Father Levasseur goes to different ways that we can be kind. By the way, we look at each other, gestures, actions, but also we can be kind or unkind in speech. Now what Father Greg did was this, he took one story from that book and he developed his homily upon that, and I like to do that also. This is a story. There's a woman whose name was Sylvia. She lived in Chicago. And she lived a very scandalous life. Very scandalous life. And I guess she'd probably go to church sometimes. And people knew that she was living a double life, to say little. Okay, she had gifts. She was an organist. Music was her ministry. So she moves from Chicago to Los Angeles. And she's going through a conversion. Now, she asked the pastor, one of the priests in the parish, the pastor, if she could use her musical gifts to embellish the liturgy. And the priest says, "What can you do?" "Well, I can play the organ and the piano." And then the priest tried her out and she was excellent. So the master, she'd be playing the organ, the piano, and the master would go, "Really beautiful." But what happened was someone moved from Chicago to LA and they enter into the church where they see Sylvia playing away the organ and the piano. And guess what happens? See me? She starts to badmouth Sylvia, saying, "You don't know what type of person that is. She did this and did that." So the news arrives at the pastor, and because this scandal has spread like wildfire, the priest says, "Well, we can't have you in the church anymore." So the priest says, "We'd like you to leave. You cannot play the piano anymore in the church." She was cast into a profound desolation. You know what that is? Desolation. Profound. And that led to depression. And what happened was she goes to a nearby bridge, throws herself over the bridge, and she commits suicide. It's a real story. See how that gossip of that woman actually killed a woman that was living a good life. So the priests, the following morning after Father Greg preached this homily, they were talking about this homily that he gave that was really impressive. What about you and your speech? From 0 to 10, how would you grade yourself? Now this is kind of scary, but we're going to be judged on our speech. One of the most famous stories on this topic from a saint is obviously Philip Neri. This woman comes in to go to confession, and she, like this woman, that killed Sylvia, flapping her tongue. Flapping her tongue. Spreading slander. Spreading gossip and slander. Philip Neri said, okay, for your penance, I want you to get a chicken. A chicken? A chicken. They hear you, right? Get the chicken. Spanish, pollo loco, okay? So she brought him the chicken and she said, this is the most unique penance I've ever had in my life. Here's a chicken, Father. Are you hungry? No, I'm not hungry. I want you to pull all the feathers off the chicken. Are you kidding? No, I'm not kidding. So the lady pulls all the feathers off the chicken. Now you have a naked chicken in front of the priest there, and you got these feathers. And he says, put them into a bag. So she puts the feathers in the bag. He said, Father, this is the most unique penance I've ever had in my life. There in the church, there was a bell tower and a ladder. He said, climb up the ladder to the top of the bell tower with the feathers. So there she is climbing to the top of the bell tower with this sack of feathers underneath her arm. She reaches the top and he says, push the window open. So she pushes the window open. That day there's a lot of wind. Says, Father, what do you want me to do? Now, he said, take those feathers and throw them to the four winds. So she opens up the bag and she throws all the feathers that are blown in a thousand different directions. She descends the ladder and says, Father, I have to admit that was the most unique penance I've ever had in my life. He said, lady, you're not finished. Your penance, gather every one of those feathers now and bring them back to me. Father, that would be impossible. Much easier for you to get every one of those feathers than to restore the name of that person that you killed by your gossip and slander. In New York, we call it character assassination. Yeah. Character assassination. So I think it's a good idea. Maybe you were not expecting this type of homily Christmas Eve, but you got it, huh? I think it's a good homily because this is a time in which family members come together. And there's a lot of tension. And you don't sleep enough. And people are bumping elbows. Very, very easy during this time to lose control of your tongue. And that can destroy family relations. It can. So maybe it's a good idea to think about Zechariah. On one occasion he spoke when he shouldn't have. The other one he praised God today. Let's pray for the grace. As St. James says, we should be slow to speak and quick to listen. Say nothing that is not pleasing to Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph. Amen.